Good morning. Today's class is Le'u Nishmat Yerachim Elidin of the Daniel. Success, Yerushalayim Elishev and Ava. Success also of Yikutei Yehuda by Mordechai Gittel Rivka. And the success of the soldiers and the hostages. Today's class is, we'll have a little bit of a shorter class today on Wednesdays. I have to go to a recovery center to give a class there. But we're going to talk about a couple small concepts. We're going to take one of the books from Rabbi Nachman's A Bit More Vice from Rabbi Shimshon Barsky, who is the great-grandson of Rabbi Nachman. Really great stuff. But the importance also, just to remember that any of these days right before Purim, it's definitely days of where Malik attacks the most. So just take it easy today. And Rabbi Nathan specifically advised us that specifically marital issues, shalom bayit, this is the prime. This is the attack of a Malik today, is he wants to destroy families, just like the whole liberal media does, wants to destroy families and bring you to godlessness. So remember to just hold on and not to make things worse than they are. But Amalek does attack. Doesn't mean he wins, but he does attack. Where we get strength in our lives is when we at least go halfway. When we at least go halfway, then God does the rest. As he says, God will wage all battles with doubt with Amalek. But you at least have to go halfway into this, and it's extremely important. Rabbi Nachman also says in lesson 4, and he says anybody who believes who believes that everything that's happened to him is a taste of the world to come. So also the importance of every single one of these trials, life is happening for you, not to you. That's another thing that's extremely important. This is why Rabbi Rush always advises a 3-step formula. Number 1, it's coming from God. Number 2, it's God. Whatever God does is for the best. Number 3, what does God want from me? So those are the three real questions you have to ask yourself at all times. All right, that's where you have to, sometimes you have a boat that's completely all over the place. And you need to anchor it down. And you really need to anchor it down into these three questions constantly. You need to anchor it down into everything God does is for the best. Everything God does is for my benefit. And what does he want from me? Those really are the three questions that will really, really get you out of anything. Because remember, any suffering that we go through is a lack of da'at. It's the awareness has been taken away from you. It's not that you're not smart or not. It's God always has to play a games a little bit. Not God forbid games. He has to always for growth. He gives you awareness. He takes it away. We get the awareness back when we surrender. That's the key. We'll talk about that tomorrow's class. Tomorrow also is a fast. But remember all of this. We're sort of replaying this energy that the there was almost an annihilation, and all of a sudden the fast and the point. So this is like, it's not like what happened in the past. It's you're almost replaying exactly what's happening in the past today. So if you're getting extra attacked, if you're getting attacked, etc., you see extra malak, extra doubt, extra this is exactly, it's absolutely normal. This is why it's extremely important that you don't fail to prepare. So that's what we're here. We're here to get the preparation. What's on the deadline today? What do we need to do, etc. And this is where exactly the importance of these three questions. Ask yourself these three questions: what does God want from me? Believe that everything that God does is for the best. Second, it's coming. It's all good. And second, what does he want from you? Those three questions really, really have to constantly be anchored in your head. And as we ask better questions, we end up getting answers. And we get better answers. We want better answers. We don't want, stupid questions like, why is it happening to me? And then all of a sudden you invoke the Satan to show you it's not what you want. You don't want to invoke the Satan. You want to invoke the positive angle. Shimon Barsky says something very beautiful in this pasuk. He says the essence of redemption depends on faith. This is because the root cause of any exile that you're going through is nothing but a lack of faith. If you read Shalom Arush's book on marital and on parnasa and etc., the blanket is a lack of faith. You lost confidence, etc. You lost faith. In other words, when the Jewish people as a whole, or as each individual person, will not leave their own exile unless they completely significantly renew their faith. So just think about, what does that mean? You're not getting out of the problem until you completely renew your faith in that situation. That's pretty much the, imagine you had a sentence for 20 years, God forbid, and it says you're only getting out of here if you renew your faith. I mean, you almost have to recognize that's exactly what he's saying here. It's pretty much, that's black and white. This is why people stay in the past so long, because they have not gotten the emunah out of it. They have not gotten the lesson out of it. In other words, the Jewish people will not be able to leave exile until they truly significantly renew their faith. They have to believe that everything that happens to him, the world at large, each individual, whether suffering or success, is a result of divine, tailor-made supervision, etc., not natural causes. That is the key. They also need to believe that everything God has for a person's experience is extremely beneficial. This is the meaning of what our sages teach us. All the merciful one does is for the good. However, whatever God does is for the best. As all the teachings of Kabbalah, particularly Likutei Halachos, speak about this. The suffering and trouble can only bring a person closer to God because they're giving an opportunity for a person to strengthen his faith, so ultimately it will be for the good. So you understand, you get the heat, so you have to strengthen your faith, which will end up being your salvation. So basically the problem just brings you more, puts more attention to the issue of how badly you need to work on that area. That's what it does. It just intensifies the situation. And this is why whether a person's success and blessings are nothing less than a test to bring a person closer to God. God uses success as a test to see if a person will recognize that these favors are from God or not. Don't think success is you're successful, your life is great. No, you're getting tested to see what you're doing with your life. Right? Like we said, don't let success get to your head, don't let failure get to your heart. But don't think just because you're successful, it's going to stay with you. If you don't do the right things with the success, it will make you miserable. Money has a problem. Money has, and din, it's the same thing. Money can also bring a lot of judgment to people, make people arrogant. God forbid, you couldn't imagine. You ask a person, how in the world could money make you arrogant? Imagine you're more blessed and you become more arrogant. It's an incredible concept to understand how a person could be blessed with wealth and he become more arrogant. It's an incredible concept that a person could come to this illusions that it's him and his control, and in 1 minute he could take it away in 2 seconds. We don't remember COVID, we don't remember the shutdowns, we don't remember anything. People don't remember anything. That's the problem. They don't remember anything. You know why we don't remember everything? Because we're too busy chasing. That's the problem. It's too busy. You're busy chasing. So if you're busy chasing, you don't even remember anything. And this is why it's extremely important to understand that. So again, personal exiles as well. The stress and strain of depression brought upon one's worries, questions and doubts are all forms, God forbid, is when we lack hashkacha in God, when we don't believe it's for the best, when we start focusing on the person, etc. But the absence of faith is the only faith a person can have is when he believes in direct providence. Everything is hashkacha prati, which means it's all divine providence, it's all happening for you, tailor-made. The result of falling of faith, from not asking God to come to his rescue, what's going to happen is the person's going to fall into complete exile. And the exile itself is the worst exile today is the exile of nature. Is to believe that only nature can help you. That a doctor's going to help you. That this is going to help you. That this is going to help you. That's the worst type of exile. Because now what's going to happen next? What happens after you fall into nature? You're going to fall into fallen fears. And that's where we spoke about. Once you rely on nature, next thing comes fallen fears. Just like right after anxiety comes depression. So there's always, it's a trap itself. That means the minute you stop believing it in Hashkacha Prati, you automatically will fall into that, into nature. And then nature just comes next, after nature comes fallen fears. And after fallen fears, that's it. The game's in your head. So like anything else, focus on these three questions. And let's try to get some, recharge the batteries right now, because the heat is on. The heat is on until Purim. I'm telling you, the heat is on. I could feel it. Every question I'm getting, panic alerts. It's across the board. Panic. So this is not funny. It's something to be more prepared. It's more prepared. Because remember, according to the darkness is the light. So remember, just think about the other side of the light of these situations, because just like the promise is, everything will flip around. Everything will completely flip around, which is not get 10% better. Flip around, like complete opposite. And that's for something to completely flip around, something that's going to blow your brain away. How could this have happened? And that's what faith does. Faith is the key to miracles. Faith is the key to faith, prayer, miracles. It's all one. Hashem bless us all. We should have a great day.
Amen. Thank you. How many minutes?